So Elise Alexandra is the best-selling author of 9 cookbooks for slow cookers and thermo cookers, of which her latest is Modern Slow Cooker, and she joins us to have a word about it this morning. Elise, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I'm sure this is a gag that gets thrown at you all the time, but why do I want to slow cook things? I want my food as quickly as possible.
Yes, that is something that people say to me frequently, that slow cooking doesn't fit with our modern life.
Yeah.
But I beg to differ. I think it should be called the easy cooker, not the slow cooker.
Why is it? I'm actually more interested in easy than quick now. You've sold me on it. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad. That was easy. So the thing is, right, it might cook for 8 hours, which is very slow, but the hands-on time that is involved to get the slow cooker on, it's like 10 minutes. So what I'm talking about is a chopping board, a knife, some veggies, chop it up, throw it in, measure in a few other ingredients, press the button. Like, that is so easy. Anyone can cook that type of recipe. So even though it might then cook for, the 8 hours, the 12 hours even, the time it's taking you to prep it, 10 minutes, not many recipes are that fast.
That's true. And I could probably challenge your theory that anyone could cook it, given my history of cooking. But I'm going to move on and ask you about calm cooking. What's calm cooking?
I've written, as you very lovingly introduced me, as the author of 9 cookbooks. And, you know, I've always had this approach of trying to make recipes quick, trying to make recipes easy, because I believe that that's really the way that we as a society are going to cook more.
Oh, yeah.
Quick and easy. So that's always been my focus. But then when I wrote this slow cooking book, I cooked exclusively in a slow cooker for about 6 months. So breakfast, lunch and dinner, everything was in a slow cooker. And what I realized was it just was so much calmer in the way that I was cooking and my experience around food. So let me just give an example of that. When you're slow cooking, I might get up in the morning, chop up my ingredients, throw them in the slow cooker before I go to work. I then can probably, if I've got an extra couple minutes, just wash up that chopping board and knife before I go to work. Then when I get home, you know, dinner's ready. There's no rushing. There's no, you know, I've got the stove on and have I burnt my pine nuts situation because I've left them on for 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
There's no, like, last-minute stress. It's just, oh, hey, my dinner's ready. I can calmly walk over to my slow cooker and ladle it out. And I think even though, you know, all my other work, I think, is hugely valuable, that kind of quick, easy, get home, whip something up in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't have that calm feeling that the slow cooking meals do. And I think, you know, in today's world, I feel like I'm rushing everywhere and for everything. So to have a, you know, delicious and nutritious meal on the table that feels really calm, I think that's, you know, that's pretty special.
I agree with you. Now, having a good look through your book, and look, I enjoy cookbook as much as anybody, if for no other reason than the pictures are always fantastic. But what impressed me more than, and what really stuck out for me is, of course, when we talk about slow cooking, it's the, you know, casseroles and all that sort of thing. But you've got desserts in there as well. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, really, I see this book as redefining the slow cooker because, you know, as you say, you think about stews, you think about soups, you think about rich meat dishes, but there's just so much more it can do. And I don't really feel like a cookbook has ever explored it to its full capacity. And if you've invested in a slow cooker, you've paid the money, you're storing it in your kitchen, you want to use it for a whole lot more than just a couple of winter stews. So yeah, I've got desserts in there. I've even got things like gooey caramel sauce, barbecue sauce, I've got cordials, I've got mulled wine, I've got salads. Like, I've got the whole host of things that one would cook in a year throughout all the seasons, and I've shown you how you can do it in a slow cooker.
Well, it's a fantastic cookbook for anybody who would like to take on slow cooking around the Hunter Valley, and I'm pretty sure many of us are willing to give it a go, especially with some of those wonderful pictures. Elise, thank you very much for putting the book together, and thanks for joining us to have a word this morning.
Oh, thank you.